Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, July 15th, 2023. Today he is asking us to let go of our fears and doubts and trust God. Trust in the wonder, power, and fruitfulness of God's love for you. A few months ago we spoke about humanity's awakening process, emphasizing that the moment of your collective awakening was very close. Now many are wondering, will it ever actually materialize, or is it just another aspect of the dream or game that life in form provides, and, like that, is it in truth unreal? I assure you that this is not the case. Your awakening is divinely assured, and it is very close now, even though the experience of time itself is unreal. Quite a paradox for you to deal with and accept. Please continue to set and reset your intent daily when you take your essential quiet time alone and at peace in your holy inner sanctuaries to be only loving whatever may arise in your daily lives. And of course, you are never alone because you are eternally at one with Mother, Father, God, in a divine and uninterruptible union, while also maintaining your individuated selves that make union and relationship with God the one and only reality. Separation never happened, and it never will, because such a state is utterly impossible. Whenever any of you experience a sense of aloneness, abandonment, or separation, remind yourselves that that sense or feeling is unreal, that your egos are misleading you in order to encourage you to engage with fear. And of course, the more you personally live your lives as though your human bodies are your true identity, the more that your fear will seem justified, because your bodies can be badly hurt, damaged, or destroyed, causing you pain and suffering. When that fear is present, it is practically impossible for you to believe that you are, in every moment, inseparably one with Mother, Father, God. You were all created completely and utterly free. Therefore, you are totally unrestricted and are always, in every moment, free to choose whatever you wish to experience. All of you in human form, either eons ago or right now, are in form because you freely made that choice. Every time you incarnate, you do so in order to experience the seemingly real but totally unreal sense of independence, autonomy, and freedom that separation from your source, were it possible, would appear to provide, or to become once more joyfully and consciously aware that to be separate is impossible, and to assist others who have also made that choice to become again consciously aware that they too are eternally and uninterruptedly one with Source, Love, Mother, Father, God, the real and only state of existence. Continuous conscious awareness of your true nature, of who you truly and eternally are, is your destiny. It is the gift that was given to you at the moment of your creation, as you were brought into being at one with Mother, Father, God. It is your eternal state of life from which you have never, for even a micro moment, been separated. In form, as a human, it appears that you are separated, independent beings, living your own lives, while others with whom you interact live theirs. This is the unreality you have chosen to experience, which your egos confirm for you is reality. It is a very confusing state, and the amnesia that blocks your memory of reality is very effective. To awaken is to dissolve that amnesia, as reality floods into your awareness, filling you once more with infinite peace and joy. Life is love, experiencing itself in union and relationship with itself as Mother, Father, God, and as every sentient being that she has created. There is only the One, but it can experience itself in infinitely creative ways as the absolute vastness of love forever expanding, or as individuated beings united in loving relationships to display their infinite creative abilities for the delight and wonder of all. There are no limits to love. It is a state without boundaries of any kind. It just is. As the beloved children of God, you have total freedom to experience existence in any manner that you choose. When you choose a human experience, you also choose to accept the limitations that are a feature of that unreal state, limitations that you established when you conceived the idea and inaugurated it. Separation is unreal, as you well know, and so are the aspects of it that make it appear real, such as duality and limitation. Therefore, accept that you are now and always just as you were created, divine beings with the power, freedom, and wisdom of God, every infinite aspect of Mother, Father, God, love in all its glory. You were created in infinite joy, and you chose to experience an unreal and impossible state that is opposed to that. When you choose to awaken from that state, and you will, it is inevitable, because it is your will and God's, your exaltation will be infinite. To awaken means to release your need to hold on to a separate human identity and to allow yourselves to be one with and in union with God. The problem is that you believe that you are beings who are unworthy of God's love, small and insignificant beings in comparison to the infinite vastness of love and wisdom that is God. Because you have totally forgotten the wonder and joy you experienced at the moment of your creation, and because of the consequent state of amnesia, an aspect of the unreal state of separation that you inaugurated, you have very effectively blocked your awareness of reality, of your true and eternal nature. There is only love, God, and therefore that is who you are, eternally, in every moment of your existence. Therefore, during your absolutely essential daily quiet or meditative periods of relaxation into just being, remind yourselves of your true nature, your oneness with your Source. If necessary, create a very positive affirmation to repeat quietly to yourselves whenever any doubt arises in your minds, and know that your support team in the non-physical realms is with you at all times, loving and uplifting you as they delight in the magnificent work that they see you doing just by being. You are most positively, skillfully, and competently assisting in humanity's collective awakening. So let go of all your doubts, rejoice, and trust in the wonder, power, and fruitfulness of God's love for you as you approach the most glorious moment of your awakening into reality. Your loving brother, Jesus.